Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, July 11, 2006.
A couple and their seven children were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Two Israeli soldiers were abducted and seven killed in an attack by Hezbollah, while the army arrests more civilians from several West Bank cities. These stories and more, coming up. Stay tuned.
The Israeli army killed 15 Palestinians Wednesday, including a married couple and their seven children, in the Gaza Strip. The family was identified as Nabil Abu Samia, a lecturer at the Islamic University in Gaza, his wife Selwa, both 39, and their seven children, Nasrallah, Basmiya, 16, Sumeya, 12, Huda, 8, Iman, 11, Aya, 7, and Yahya, 13. Sources reported that the Abu Samia family was at home when a one-ton bomb hit their Al-Sheikh Radwan neighborhood in the city. At least 37 residents were injured in the attack, three of them seriously. Most of the injured residents were children. Medical sources said the burned and mutilated state of the bodies caused delay in identification. Israel claims the buildings targeted were housing armed Hamas operatives. Palestinian sources confirmed that the dead and injured were all civilians. The source later added that another man died of his wounds sustained in the morning's bombing. Dr. Joma Al-Saka, head of the public relations office at the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza.
Along the past week, we have been receiving martyrs completely burned, severely mutilated. In some cases, relatives could not identify their dead. In addition, we had several cases of severe shots in the head. There are also several death cases caused by snipers. We have received cases along the hour from all ages and both sexes.
A separate Israeli airstrike killed three more Palestinians in the Al-Matahin residential area in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Earlier that day, Israeli troops killed a Palestinian man near the Kisufim crossing that links the Gaza Strip in Israel. The Israeli Air Force fired several missiles at a Palestinian vehicle in Gaza Wednesday, injuring several residents. Troops were also positioned on the rooftops of houses in the town of Deir el-Balah. Soldiers opened fire at a Palestinian security checkpoint, killing Zayad Abu Mughaseb, 20, and wounded three others. Rami Nagari, reporting from the Gaza Strip.
In southern Gaza, mainly the Deir el-Balah and central Gaza Strip, the Israeli tanks are still positioned in different points near Kfar Darom settlement. The settlement was evacuated in September 2005. And also the Israeli tanks and Israeli artillery continue firing on the nearby Palestinian houses as some of these houses were taken over by the Israeli forces.
Six Israeli human rights groups petitioned the Israeli High Court demanding that the crossings in Gaza be reopened to allow supplies of food, medicine, fuel, and equipment in order to help curb a growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Dr. Joma Al-Saka, head of the public relations office at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza, talks about the crisis.
Unfortunately, we have a very small storage for emergency for the coming period. This will definitely be badly affected if aggressive Israeli attacks against the Gaza Strip continue. We are economizing the consumption as much as possible to allow it to serve longer.
The Association for Civil Rights in Israel, Physicians for Human Rights Israel, Hamoked, Center for Defense of the Individual, Beit Salem, the Public Committee Against Torture in Israel, and Gisha, the Center for Legal Protection of Freedom of Movement, all asked for a hearing to protect the health of the civilian population, especially patients in hospital, and to prevent the breakdown of water and sewage system in Gaza.
Hezbollah, the Islamic Resistance Movement of Lebanon, declared Wednesday at 9:05 a.m. that it had captured two Israeli soldiers in an attack meant to secure the release of Palestinians being held as prisoners of war in Israeli prisons. The statement said that in order to fulfill a promise to free the prisoners and detainees, the Islamic Resistance captured two Israeli soldiers at the borders with occupied Palestine. The statement added that the soldiers are safe and have been moved to a secure location. An Israeli army spokesperson confirmed the abductions this morning. Hezbollah fighters fired dozens of Kayusha rockets and mortar rounds on the Israeli-occupied Shaba farms on the border, security sources said. There were also a barrage of fire towards Israel from Lebanon on the northern border, close to the Mediterranean coast, the sources added. The shelling, accompanied by automatic gunfire, began around 9 a.m., Israeli military sources said. The Israeli forces promptly launched a ground and air assault on Lebanon, the military spokesman said.
Israeli soldiers arrested 8 Palestinian residents Wednesday in the West Bank city of Hebron and several surrounding villages and the Al-Arub refugee camp, local sources reported. Soldiers invaded Hebron, Tarkumia, Beit Umar, Surif, and the Al-Arub refugee camp and broke into a charitable society office and an office that belongs to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. The Hebron office of the Palestinian Prisoner Society identified 5 of the arrestees as Yusuf Musa Abu Khader, 23, Baha Kamal Baradeya, 18, both from Sarif, northwest of Hebron, Muhammad Wahid Shalaf, 31, from Tarkumia, west of Hebron, Ashraf Aid Al-Rus, 18, and Saeed Dieb Hajadra, 18, from Al-Arub refugee camp, north of Hebron.
Palestinian security sources in Hebron also reported that soldiers broke into an educational society and an office that belongs to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine in Hebron. Musa al-Natsha, head of the al-Risala al-Imaya Society in Hebron, said that 20 soldiers broke into the society after destroying its main doors and conducting military searches, causing damage to the property, especially the computers. Al-Natsha added that soldiers confiscated files, documents, and pictures that belonged to the society. The society provides poor schools and university students with needed aid, and that the society doesn't have any political activities.
Israeli troops invaded the West Bank city of Salfit and arrested 4 residents on Wednesday. Troops and army jeeps stormed the city, searched scores of residential houses before arresting Saeed Abd al-Razik, 21, the son of the imprisoned Minister of Finance Aziz al-Fattah. Razik's brother Rizek and Fawaz Moali were also arrested. All were taken to unknown locations.
The Israeli army arrested 1 resident from the West Bank city of Nablus during a pre-dawn invasion Wednesday. More than 15 army vehicles stormed the old city and several other neighborhoods, searching scores of residential homes before arresting Amer al-Halbi, 27. He was moved to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported.
Thanks for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. Brought to you by Susan Ferutan,
Stacey Miller,
and Ghassan Bonora.